Masarta Giborim Yad Chalashim, Rabid Mamatim, delivered the mighty into the hands of the weak, the few into the hands of the many. Hashem wanted to show the Yavanim that their worldview, that everything depends on human seichel, is fundamentally flawed. That it's not really the seichel, the intellect, that determines the outcome. Because, intellectually speaking, of course, the many should vanquish the few, and the strong should beat the weak. And therefore, showing that untrained ragtag group of minute number of Kohanim, no physical prowess whatsoever, can defeat a large, well-trained army, shows that human intellect isn't always that which prevails. The Yavanim thought they were strong. They thought they knew how to defeat the Jews. But Hashem is showing the victory is always in His hands. Chazal give five different expressions here. Rabbi Mamatim, Tiyan Atayim, Geborim Rishayim Yad Tzadikim, Zedim Yad Eski Sar Asecha. And it's funny because there's a difference between first two, last three. It's Geborim Yad Chalashim, the strong into the hands of the weak, even though they were weak. Many into the hands of the few, even though they were few. Then the other way around, Tumayim Biyat Tahirim, of course I would expect the Tahirim to beat the pure. Roshon Biyat Sadiqim, the righteous, of course, would beat the wicked. And Zaydim Biyat Aiske Sarasach, of course, those who are involved in divine wisdom should win. So it flips. Perhaps, though, one can understand that even in the first ones, it wasn't because, just despite the fact, or despite the fact, but maybe because of as well. Maybe it's because there are a few of them. Maybe it's because they were weak. And they understood that Alpi Teva, they're never going to win. And therefore, they never trusted in their own strength. Rather, they went to fight knowing they were fewer number. They went to fight knowing they were weak, knowing they had no chance. They went to Mesiras Nefesh to give their lives up for Hashem. They went knowing what they were fighting for. They went in full confidence that there is no way they can do this without Hashem. This wasn't a question of Ein Simchem Al Hanis. They went out to fight with Mesiras Nefesh, knowing they had no choice. Put themselves totally in Hashem's hands because they knew that physically they had no chance, and that's why Hashem saved them, because they placed their hands in, they placed their faith in Hashem. Maybe that's what it's all about. That's what Hanukkah is ultimately all about, understanding the victory of the Jewish people. It's because we place our faith in Hashem, Hashem alone. He's the Baal Milchamos. He's the master of all wars. He's the one that caused and will cause our Chadash al Tzion Tair, a new light to shine over Tzion.